Well, I want to preach for just a little while from Luke chapter number 11, Luke 11, as we preach some there this morning, and we'll continue there tonight as we look at Luke chapter 11. Verse number 11 of Luke 11, you remember that we were speaking about the importunity in verses number 5 down to 10, and I want to add to this morning, we see that that importunity that is God is there is exhibited. It's sandwiched in between our Father in verse number 2, our Father which art in heaven, and then as we get ready to close in verse number 13, and it says at the end, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So we see that that importunity is sandwiched in between those two things, our Father which art in heaven, and then our heavenly Father, the same one, shall give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. And so just a wonderful thing. It's a natural deduction that our heavenly Father wants to answer our prayers. If there's an earthly father, unless there's some reason that the child is not right with him, not living right, or the thing that the child is asking is going to be a hardship or cause harm to the child, then the Father wants to give. And how much better our Heavenly Father is than we as earthly fathers. So our natural deduction is that our Heavenly Father wants to answer our prayer. Verse 11 of Luke 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Of course, the obvious answer is no. Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? And again, the answer, no. If ye then being evil, you say, I'm not an evil father. Well, compared to our heavenly Father, we are. Our hearts are desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children. So even us in our state of selfishness and wickedness, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I want to preach the last point, and that is the Father's provision. Can you imagine a father tricking his son and saying, I'm going to give you a serpent. You've asked for something that's going to help you, but instead, I'm going to give you something that could end your life. I'm going to give you something that's poisonous. Of course not. The Father's provision is there that just like an earthly father wouldn't say, I'm going to do something to harm this child. Thinking about the different people, and you know, we had we have a new granddaughter, and so we're thankful for that. We don't have time, but I've got a picture of her. I'm going to show it on the screen here before long. The people have been asking for it. It's not me. I don't want to show it, but you're going to force my hand one of these nights. So, Jack, do you have it already? All right. Okay. People, quit twisting my arm. Do we have it there? Not those people haven't been asking. The other people have been asking. I think it's my wife. I think she's the one. If I'm a father and now a grandfather, and I want to do something good for my children, I'm not going to trick them into thinking that something that they're asking that's beneficial is now going to be harmful. And so if I, being evil, know how to give something good, how much more would my heavenly Father? I see in verse number 11, the love of the earthly father, if you want to take notes. The love of the earthly father. Next week, we'll celebrate Father's Day. Lord willing, we'll have some good weather, Brother Matthew Hensley. That's what we're praying for. You say, what can I do to help Matthew with the car show? Pray for good weather. That's what you can do to help him with the car show. But we'll celebrate Father's Day. I've got obligations with my children. One of them is out of the house, and the other two are desperately trying to get out of our house. I'm not sure what we did, but they're really trying to leave. But I've got obligations. Every time I come through the house, the girls are planning this, and Amy's planning something else. Every time I go through, I can hear the same thing. You know what the sound is? Cha-ching. Food, cha-ching. Invitations, cha-ching. Postage stamps. You know how much those are now? They're a lot. And our girls are giving gifts to people that they want to be the flower girls. I didn't know that was a thing, that you had to give gifts when you ask a favor. You had to, we want you to be the flower girls, so we're going to give you a little gift. I said, they should be giving you a gift. But we'll do things because there's a love of the earthly father. If a man shall ask bread of any of you that's a father, will he give him a stone? Of course not. There's the love of the earthly father. We do, or we should. I hope you have a picture of what a heavenly father is because of your earthly father. Now, some of our pictures have gotten skewed because of the person that you had, but it should be an example of what the heavenly father is like. We see the love of the earthly father. But then not only that, we look down at verse number 13, and we see the superiority of God's generosity. If ye then, being evil, how much more shall your heavenly father? If ye then, how about this? The limitations are so strong on what an earthly father can do. And the illustration breaks down because an earthly father isn't always righteous. And the earthly father isn't always wanting the best for his son. And the earthly father isn't always wanting to do good for his children. But our heavenly father, every time, always wants the best for his children. And when his answer is no to a prayer that you whisper or that you labor in to him, when it's a no, it's because the no is better than the yes that you're seeking. Jesus is going to want these disciples to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts, how much shall more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Over in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, we won't have to turn there, but it says ye shall receive power. Jesus is speaking to the disciples. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In verse number 4 of the next chapter 2, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And so Jesus talks about it here in this verse. He said the Holy Ghost would be yours, the Holy Spirit, the power of God would be yours only for the asking. You've heard the old saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, I like to apply it to this little passage of Scripture because Jesus says the earthly fathers are something to behold, but you ain't seen nothing yet. When you talk about what your heavenly Father wants to do. Earthly fathers, they can't begin to stand in. And if you are a father, as you prepare for Father's Day next week, you understand the great frustration that you feel, because here you're supposed to picture and be a good example of the Heavenly Father, and you realize how short you fall. But that's what we're supposed to be a picture of. I heard this story about these boys. They were bragging about how much their dads made. And they were, you know, my dad can do this. My dad's stronger than yours. And my dad can do this. So one said, my dad's a doctor. He makes $200,000 a year. He breaks in the money. We got all kinds of stuff. And the other said, well, my dad's he's a lawyer that represents doctors. He makes $300,000 a year. And this third boy, he said, woke up. He said, well, my dad's a pastor. He says every service, it takes 6 strong men to take out all the money he makes out there as they go out the aisles. So it's like that boy that says, my dad's stronger than yours. Well, a child of God can say, you ought to see my God work. You ought to see my Father work. And we see, lastly, the open invitation from God. How much, if ye then being evil, how much more should your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I can't tell you how many times in my office back there I've flipped open my Bible to Luke 11, chapter 11, verse 13, and read the verse that you're reading right now where it says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And ask the Lord, Lord, please, as I go out there, I don't want to go in my own power, certainly. And I talk to the men oftentimes on our prayer meeting on Saturday mornings. And I said, I've come to realize long ago, and I'm more impressed with it now than ever before, that if the Lord doesn't work in the services of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, then we're just wasting time and filling up space. But again and again, not when we're preaching through Luke, but I'll open my Bible to Luke 11, 13 and say, Lord, please, I'm asking you. There's an open invitation from God. So the big question as we close tonight is this: are you his child? Do you have a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved, born again? Are you in the family? If you're not, I challenge you, my friend, to come to Jesus Christ tonight. And if you're saved, would you please take these verses, and especially verse number 13, and apply them to your life. How much more shall your heavenly Father do for you? Give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. We live like we're not related to the King. We live like we're not connected to the holy source. We're going through our life trying to muddle through our problems, just like somebody who didn't even have a relationship with God. You've got so much more at your disposal than sometimes we use. I mentioned it before, but we often treat prayer like our last resort instead of our first response. And we live our lives like an orphan. But you're not an orphan. You're adopted, grafted in, a child of God. Let's start living like it, shall we? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? So the big question, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? And if you are, He wants to hear from you. How would it be if your father lived in a distant state and with all the connectivity that we now have? He didn't hear for you for months at a time. He would assume something was wrong. How about our Heavenly Father? How often does He hear from us? Who did not need the advancements in telecommunications to get a good connection? We've been able to connect with Him all along. Does He hear from you? Bless us, Father, is our prayer. As our ladies come to play a hymn of invitation, I want to invite you to come and pray. Maybe the Lord's speaking to your heart about this idea of prayer. Amy told me this afternoon, we went out with a wonderful church planter. We got to fellowship afterwards for lunch, and we're coming home. He said, well, it just seems like we've been on prayer for so much. I'm doing it on Wednesday and then today, and we had our prayer journal 40 days, and Amy had a prayer emphasis in the ladies' Bible study. Maybe it's just the way God needed it, wanted it. So if you're a child of God, you need to be praying. Let us be praying. And if you're here tonight and you're not sure that you're saved, you're not sure that you're a child of God, you say, I'm not sure about all that, Brother John, then you, my friend, please, I need you to come. You need to be in the family, because those that are not saved won't spend eternity in heaven. You need to be born again. If you're able to, would you stand together as the ladies play something through? Brother Daniel's down here at the front, and we've got some deacons and other folks that are here. If you need somebody to pray with, you come. You say, I'd like to have somebody pray with me about some problems going on. You come on. Some difficulties that are going on in your life, you have not because you ask not. Would you come? As they keep on playing, if God's speaking to your heart, you come. Maybe you need to be saved tonight. Would you step out and let Brother Daniel take a Bible and show you how to be sure heaven's your home? Maybe you're standing back there saying, I should go. Would you just come? Maybe you're a Christian, but there's a heavy-heartedness about you. There's just something that you'd like to have somebody pray with you about. Don't let pride keep you back there. Step on out and let somebody help you bear one another, bear your burden. Maybe you need to join Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. You want to come present yourself for membership. Maybe you're saved and need to be baptized. Whatever the need is, you come and mind the Lord. We'll just play through this next verse. Nobody comes, we'll close. We've got one short business item to take care of, and then we'll be dismissed after that. But this is your verse. Would you come? Thank you so much. You can look this way. Well, You wanted it. Now turn off all the lights, Jack. We had to get Jack was down here sitting with his wife for the first time in 14 years. Carolyn's like, finally, Jack can leave. She was getting tired of him down here anyways. Oh. Now, if it was a video, we could stay here all night and just watch that video. I think my wife's back in the nursery, so she's watching your babies while we're looking at her grandbaby. So thank you for praying for us, and thank you for your questions, and some have given just different cards of support. Going to come and go.